This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We do have our final set for the Four Nations. It'll be on Thursday. The United States taking on Canada. The U.S. dealing with a lot of injuries. And namely, though, Charlie McAvoy and Frank Cervelli, he tweeted this out about an hour ago, for an update on him. He was admitted to the hospital last night with an infection that stemmed from a minor injury. Although Cervelli goes on to say he is fine, there is no long-term concern. His status, though, for Thursday is undetermined. He has not been ruled out. Though, Derek, I think we know something that maybe Boston is like releasing a statement or
there
something.
There it is. He will not play.
Okay.
He will not play in Thursday's Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. So, one of the biggest difference makers on Saturday night is not going to be in for Team USA at the Four Nations Tournament for the final.
That was a big thing from last night, too, by the way. Like, in a meaningless game in which the U.S. did lose 2-1 to Sweden, can guys not get hurt?
And that's the thing about the Four Nations Tournament
that really
has been fascinating to me is even with a meaningless game, the energy was there.
Oh, the energy was high.
It was there. It was hot. And I'm here for all of it. I cannot wait for World Cup of Hockey tournaments every 2 years. Or every four years, I should say.
Yeah.
But every 2 years, you're getting World Cup of Hockey and you're getting Olympic play.
This tournament, and we haven't even seen the final yet. The final could send me over the edge. Has sort of fixed like international hockey for me. Like I've talked to you about this.
It was
off
never
the air.
Ready. International hockey. There was nothing wrong with it. And then Gary Bettman and the NHL owners said, "Nah, we're gonna take the fun thing that we could do with hockey and not do it."
Yeah, we're just gonna ruin it. But for me, like I see a lot of people here at work like wearing U.S. sweaters and stuff like that.
That was me yesterday.
And I have pride. Don't get me wrong. The World Cup, the Olympics, what have you. But I don't have like those experiences. I'm like, whatever. And this tournament has kind of like reawoken that kind of feeling of like, this is awesome.
As a matter of fact, you and I were talking in this sort of thing, walking in here.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, I didn't really care about the Four Nations tournament heading in.
Yeah.
And I didn't either. I was like, okay, it's going to be a nice little thing, fun little tournament, no big deal. It was the perfect appetizer to bringing the NHL back. It's four teams. It's not too much. It was the perfect appetizer.
It's been great.
Your favorite appetizer is that you order at a restaurant, the Four Nations Tournament was that for you, for me, for everyone in between.
Yeah, it's been awesome. The only frustrating thing is I heard Sneaky Joe say this yesterday. I almost don't want the NHL to come back because I'm going to go back to watching like some kind of bad teams. And
We're also talking about that in Buffalo.
I know.
In the Eastern Conference, and it's relatively like set in stone, their last place in the Eastern Conference.
I mentioned it last night on the nightcap where I'm like, what I want so badly.
What if I'm Columbus
Yeah.
A team that has been dealing with, you know, an offseason of tragedy again.
Mm-hmm.
But your team is in a playoff race.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can't wait for hockey to come back at that moment. I can't wait for my team to come back. So
I think the attitude is maybe have like this new grab of fans who are jumping in for the second half of the season. Like we were talking about it too.
And a Columbus with a why not us season right now.
And you know, for awful circumstances, they're going to be a wonderful story if they make the playoffs. But you know, we were talking about the ratings they got on Saturday, 4.4 million.
Yes.
For the first matchup between U.S. and Canada. You know, what's it going to be on Thursday for the final? And I just wish the Sabres could be a part, legitimately a part, of potentially like a real big growth for the game. Of, ooh, hockey's like in the mindset of people. And it helps, too, that the NBA's All-Star break, which, I mean, this was replacing the NHL's All-Star break, was a nightmare to the point where the only time you hear any national shows talk about it is not to be like, oh, it was really cool. Like, my son had a great time or daughter had a great time watching it, and even I enjoyed it. It was, how much of a cluster you-know-what was that, and why are we still here?
It is becoming a point where I talked about it at length with Joe Kelly yesterday, mm-hmm. of the death of All-Star games.
Yeah.
And how we're watching it all happening in live time. Combining it with the success that the Four Nations tournament has had, I don't know if the NHL goes back to All-Star games and they just let people have off for a couple of years. Like, you have off for the year before your Olympic play. You have off mm-hmm. for the quote-unquote All-Star break before your World Cup of Hockey. Like, I think every other year you just let the players rest.
It might become something where, yeah, you release the All-Star teams. And I think they'll always have the events.
Because the last time we saw an NHL All-Star event, Nikita Kucherov decided to say, heck it, and not care at all.
I think you'll have events where, you can go meet fans, and it becomes like this kind of big thing.
Yes, but it's not anything that will resemble the on-ice product.
Yeah, it's a lot like what the Pro Bowl is now, which is it's more for like kids and families to show up and see their players, and they kind of play like goofy games.
And NBA players want there to still be an All-Star game.
I just don't know how long it's going to last.
Ready? It's also that players like Steph Curry changed the game so much that the All-Star game is just moonshots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's how deep can you chuck a three? Let's just chuck threes and have that kind of day.
Because everyone can shoot now, because you kind of have to. You have to be able to shoot in a modern NBA, especially if you're going to make an All-Star team.
And that's the thing, is that the game changed so much that the All-Star game does not involve, like, Nikola Jokic, he had said something about the fact that, like, it doesn't, like, I don't belong in this.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jokic to say that, one of the best players in the NBA, to acknowledge, the All-Star game, I don't really fit for it because it's long ball on steroids.
Yeah.
Jokic, obviously, one of the best
players. He's a big guy that can pass.
One of the best interior players who can dish.
Mm-hmm.
The dish part is pretty easy, but like, how much big boy play are you really getting into in the All-Star game?
Yeah. I think it is an interesting topic of the death of All-Star games, and are we really heading there, especially when you're seeing some of the stuff, Four Nations, the World Baseball Classic from a few years ago, too, where like, that was before the season, but you saw how much passion there was
there, NBA,
and how much people loved it.
The NBA players also pitching on the idea of like, hey, maybe we do a U.S. versus best players of the world.
Yeah.
International play could get the players going. You clearly
can
see it all the time.
There's a clip now going around from Kevin Durant for the Paris Olympics, him crying about playing for the United States and how much it meant to him.
Yeah. And I think that an NBA squad of the best players of all of Europe, that could be a very dope roster.
I think the Europeans win. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah.
I think if you put together a roster and they had actual practice time and like could like form chemistry.
Luka, Giannis,
Jokic.
That's
Wemby.
Just, yeah.
Like you're going to have an issue.
You're having fun.
Oh, 803. Man, that makes me want it so bad. 803-0550, the number to call. We're also talking NFL offseason with the franchise tag window opening today. And with that, we will go to our first caller of the morning, and we go to Tim in South Carolina. Tim, how are we doing this morning? You're on WGR.
Good morning, guys. Sorry I'm a little late to the party of your prior discussion in the before you got the
email. Oh, no worries.
No worries.
I just wanted to chime in really quick because my major takeaway from the Super Bowl, and I know that we have recency bias, but my major takeaway was how the Eagles defense didn't really do anything crazy. They didn't even blitz, I don't think. But they really did a good job of marrying the pass rush with the coverage. And my biggest thing that I want the Bills to do this offseason, of course, we would all love the shiny new superstar on the defensive line. You know, how realistic is that? Not sure. But I would really, really like them to get much better in the secondary. I feel like a main reason that Patrick Mahomes is so frustrated during the course of the night was because he had no first read, no second read. They were just taking away that easy button throws. And a couple years back when the Bills played the Bengals in the playoffs, it was just like Joe Burrow just dunking underneath us and dunking. And I can't stand to watch that. And I think that that's a big thing of why the Bills fail in the playoffs is because teams are able to do that. So I like what they're doing with bringing in that defensive backs coach from the Patriots. It seems like we're getting a new ideology in the room, in a couple different rooms. Also, the guy from the Saints on the D-line. I like the way they're heading, but I really, really, really would like them to get deeper in the secondary and then also kind of bring in that, you know, first or second round pick on the defensive line. Just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts about marrying those two up. I think that's the way that this league's going.
Tim, I have said a lot about the marrying of pass coverage and your pass rush, and every year it seems like they're asking for a divorce in the last game of the playoffs that they end up playing in. And I do think that a pass rush helps you get a stronger secondary. But that said, scheme was an issue of you're playing too far off. You are letting letting quarterbacks have these throws before the pass rush can even arrive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm starting to see a bit of a dynamic shift as well. Babich called more man coverage with this defense than Sean McDermott or Leslie Frazier ever had.
Sal's been on this a lot, mentioning that, well, there was a bit of a change.
There's
they
a
are
bit of a
calling
change.
Man more.
They're calling more man coverage. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that it's already going in that direction of you're not going to let quarterbacks get those easy throws. Now you need to put the other piece there. You're changing up a little bit of the schematics. You're playing more man, which means there's going to be a little more bump and run. What's that got to do? Disrupt the timing. And once the timing is disrupted, what do you need? You need a pass rush to get home. You cannot afford to have the same old story on your defensive line right now because they're not getting home.
I do the games. I help broadcast the games, so I don't typically get to watch them live. I'll always hear the radio coverage first. So, you know, everyone that works here on Sundays will get to laugh at me, you know, yelling at a touchdown or banging the table because of a turnover, what have you. And it would.
And he's always ahead, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like 15, 20 seconds ahead of everybody. But something that always kind of frustrated me is, of course, I know when a bad play is coming. And Chris Brown does a wonderful job calling the games. And I just – it felt like all year, you know, here comes the blitz. Oh, when whoever this team has picked it up, you know, or you know, they're not getting any pressure. He's got all day to throw, you know, all that stuff. And it did feel constant. I don't know if the stats necessarily back it up. I know Greg Rousseau has been pretty good with pressure rates and stuff like that, not necessarily finishing off plays. But – that is something they desperately need. And to the caller's point as well, I'm so glad he brought this up because it was frustrating me the night of the Super Bowl. Let's not act like Vic Fangio was doing anything special. He didn't blitz once. They got home with four constantly. And Mahomes also was making terrible throws. Now, to Fangio's credit, he didn't change what was working.
Exactly.
He was just like, no, keep going. Like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing.
But that also, I think, is to Howie Roseman's credit. And I'm not saying anything new. I think a lot of people give Howie Roseman a lot of credit. It was not the same thing because they gave up a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns in their 2017 win, but they built a very similar system, which is we need to have a rotation of defensive linemen. We need to be able to come at them in waves and get home with four.
I will say it also is near impossible to replicate the roster that Philly constructed, and they could be looking at a lot of trouble.
Oh, they're going to be the Saints in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the Eagles are necessarily a blueprint. They are an anomaly of how much talent they were able to collect onto that roster. And they will pay the piper for it. But they got the ring and it counts.
Yeah, we all know it doesn't
matter.
Kind of
like how the Rams did the heck with them pick strategy. Yeah. And they paid for it eventually. But they got the ring for it. I think that there is a nice middle ground that the Bills can succeed with here. And that's why, as everything that Tim said, like, I don't know if it's a superstar that you need an edge rusher. That's why I think that it still needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the fact that if you're going to change the dynamic of this defense, you're going to call more man coverage. Get me someone that can steal a game.
Yeah, 803-0550, the number two call. Talking Four Nations, talking the NFL franchise tag window opens up today at 4 p.m. And really, whatever else you want to talk about. Again, 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.